Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. One Tassie senator says she'll be having words with the Victorian Premier after losing the bid to host the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Jackie Lambie telling Nine it's disappointing the state was overlooked for a major event again.
What happened? So yeah. Very disappointed. Anyway, I will ask the Victorian Premier this morning, mate, you've got to give some of it to Tasmania, darling.
Ice Sports Tasmania's lobbying to save the only ice rink in the state. Glenorchy's rink is up for sale with fears it'll be repurposed, leaving athletes with nowhere to train. President Anna Holliday says just because it's not a high-profile sport doesn't mean it should be ignored.
Time. It's their time to get some attention. Similarly, if we could grab some resources and focus that some of the, cricket and football and, some of the other leagues are secure, then it would be a massive benefit to our community. For sure.
The Australian Electoral Commission is assuring us foreign interference will not have an impact on this year's federal election. It comes after ASIO shut down claims from the PM that a Labor frontbencher was the puppet of an overseas agency. The AEC's Evan Eakin-Smith says it's highly monitored and our votes are safe.
We have a temporary workforce of around about 100,000 Australians. It's your mums, your dads, your grandmas, your grandpas. Every single one of them signs a political neutrality declaration. And indeed, we actually police check a range of them as well. There is supervision in place at all points of the process.
At the Winter Olympics in Beijing, the USA suffered a big upset in the ice hockey quarterfinals against Slovakia in a dramatic penalty shootout.
Mealy, stopped! They're going through! They're off to the semifinals! Slovakia win!
That audio from Seven. And former Hawks coach Alistair Clarkson will be in Tassie today to discuss the state's push for an AFL licence. Listener.